Summer weather has finally kicked in, and Phoebe Lawless is sitting outside her cafe in downtown Durham, Scratch Bakery. A farmer is dropping off two big bags of fresh arugula.
Oh, look at it. It's so big now. I mean, comparatively, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you much.
Lawless started her business in 2008, selling many of her vegetable, meat, and fruit pies at the Durham Farmers Market. The people wanted more. Lawless opened her own place in 2010. Word about Durham's new designation as the tastiest town in the South doesn't surprise Lawless.
Downtown Durham, the evolution over the past 2 years since we've been here is amazing. And I love the attention that the food scene is getting.
Durham celebrated all this new attention with Jennifer Cole, the travel and features editor at Southern Living magazine. She came from Birmingham to deliver the good news that Durham won their online reader poll.
Man, the restaurants, the food trucks, the, you know, the brewers, the coffee roasters, it's such a collection of people and flavors and taste, and to be able to boast about it like this, I think is, you know, y'all own that.
In 2000, there were about 300 restaurants in Durham. Today, there are more than 700. Durham will be featured in the May issue of Southern Living magazine. There's a photo of savory wood-fired pizzas from Pizzeria Toro, and there's a picture of Sean Lilly Wilson, chief executive optimist of Full Steam Brewery. He features a different food truck outside his business every night.
I can open my office door any day of the week and have a world of options. It's amazing choices that we have. And get to pair it with my own beer, that's pretty darn tasty.
Durham beat out Memphis for the top tasty southern town. Asheville, Charleston, and New Orleans also made the top 10 list. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.